Peter Schweizer, Senate must subpoena Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's VP visitor logs. By Robert Krajcik on September 25, 2020. Peter Schweizer, president of the Government Accountability Institute and author of Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite, called for Senate Republicans to subpoena Hunter Biden to investigate financial dealings with foreign interests. Offering his recommendation on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Schweizer reflected on a report released on Wednesday from the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs entitled Hunter Biden, Burisma, and Corruption, the Impact on U.S. Government Policy and Related Concerns. Schweizer said the report corroborated much of his own research into the Biden family's financial ties to foreign interests, including the Chinese government and Ukrainian oligarchs. The Senate actually got access to Treasury Department reports on suspicious activity involving bank accounts, and they were able to look at those financial transactions to see who they were with and confirm the depth of those ties, noted Schweizer. Schweizer continued, "There's a financial tie between Hunter Biden and Elena Baturina, a Russian oligarch who's closely tied to Russia's most notorious organized crime organization. They found at least one transaction, a $3.5 million cash transfer from Elena to Hunter Biden. Listen." Schweizer remarked, "The Senate report indicates that the Biden family has run a veritable United Nations of corruption. While Joe Biden was vice president, Hunter Biden and some of the other members of the family were going around the globe, really securing money from corrupt foreign sources for quote-unquote projects or businesses that they had absolutely no qualifications for and that these were really more payoffs than anything else." Schweizer urged senators to use their subpoena powers to investigate. "This Senate committee, which has subpoena power, needs to subpoena Hunter Biden, and I think there needs to be a look immediately at the internal records of meetings involving the vice president," stated Schweizer. "They need to subpoena the records of all visitors to the vice president's home during the Obama administration and see if any of these Ukrainian officials show up." Schweizer added, "This cries out for further investigation. The nature of Hunter Biden's financial partners, including foreign governments and oligarchs, raises concern over the propriety of the former vice president's eldest son's dealings," Schweizer explained. "The Bidens seem prepared to do business with just about anyone," remarked Schweizer, "whether it's corrupt Kazakh oligarchs or Ukrainian oligarchs. It's not like Hunter Biden was going to London or Frankfurt or Tokyo and doing deals with legitimate corporations that have been around for generations." Schweizer went on, "He's working on the fringes of the global economy. Unethical procurement of political influence often involves using the family members of politicians as intermediaries," Schweizer observed. "It is a common conduit of corruption that you don't pay the politician. You pay the politician's kid or you pay the politician's spouse or brother," Schweizer said. "Just because the money is going to Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden didn't hold any government position, it does not make it any less a form of bribery." Schweizer described Hunter Biden's parentage as a monetizable asset. "Hunter Biden has no underlying business," Schweizer stated. "He has no background in these areas. He has no expertise. He brings no capital. He brings no patents. He brings no new idea or scheme or product. He brings nothing to the table other than the fact that his father is vice president." Schweizer concluded by highlighting how former President Barack Obama could have ended the Biden family's financial dealings with foreign interests during Joe Biden's vice presidential tenure. "If Barack Obama had told Joe Biden, 'Your family needs to knock this off,' they would have knocked it off," estimated Schweizer. "I think that Joe Biden's level of commitment and devotion to Barack Obama was such that the behavior would have stopped, but Barack Obama never did that. He never asked the Biden family to stop doing what they were doing." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.